The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Light of the world. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. Thanks for listening to us online. You know, we want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening in.
So today we are on topic number, or commandment number 5, on honoring your father and your mother. And this is a very touchy, like Jerry said, very hard theme to talk about. I'll probably step on some toes because I've stepped on mine all week studying it. There was a lot of ouches and a lot of amens. This message is for parents, but more for teenagers, and more if you're a son or a daughter. We're all a son and a daughter, some fashion, fate, form, we are some kind of son or daughter. Be it a guardian, be it an uncle, if you're in a parent position as guardian, stepdad, stepmom, this message is for all of us. Amen? Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says this: honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Pretty simple, plain, there it is. It's not that hard to understand. Jesus said that even a child could understand Scripture. So none of us in this room will have an excuse with what's going to be said this morning, I hope. Follow the rules. This is what I'm calling this message for Sunday, this Sunday morning. Follow the rules. Raise your hand and be honest about it if you like to follow the rules. Not too many of us. One person, praise God. It's hard. It's hard to follow the rules, especially in this world we're living in that's moving fast. A lot of things are thrown at us, tempted, and so forth. You name it. There's a lot of things coming at us as parents and as sons and daughters. I can remember one of the trips I told my wife I would open up with this. And remember, keep in mind, follow the rules. God's commandments. There are rules to follow. One of our trips we made to San Diego, I decided to I drive 75, I'll be honest. So I don't follow the rules. But this one in particular day, I said, I'm going to follow the speed limit all the way home, honey. See just what comes of it. Because I already had the topic in mind. I wanted to preach this message. God was speaking to me about it. So I came 70 all the way from San Diego all the way to my home in El Centro. 70. It never sped up. I kept it right there. Plus, you save gas because you're not going too fast or too slow. Keep it steady. It's just a quick tip there for those that, you know how gas is. It's expensive. So anyways, I'm 70 all the way. Through El Cajon, all the San Diego area, forget it, man. There's not one car that did not pass me. Every car, I'm like, wow. Sometimes she'd wonder, are you speeding? I go, no. I'm going to hold it at 70. All the way home, not one car. All of them passed me. All of them passed me. All ages. Some like this texting. Some on the phone. Some not even looking. Others in the mirror. And I was just watching and watching. They're all passing me. The only one car I passed, that was right in the El Cajon area. It was a 1948, a T-Ford, Model T-Ford. He had it fixed up nice. There he goes, this old man, and he waves at me. He's going at least 65. Just the only one car I passed. And I'm sure if he could go 75, he'd have passed me too. But that's the only car I came up on passing. And it's hard to follow the rules. So why speed limits? And it's going to tie in right now. Give me a minute. Why speed limits? One good reason I came up with is to prevent a heavier accident, which is still a fast speed, 70. Used to be 55. But since our world's moving fast, we got to get there faster. We want to hear now. Right? But it's to soften an accident or save us from an accident. So there's speed limits to follow in your neighborhoods, in the city, and in the freeways. What happens if we don't? There's going to be massive collisions, massive destruction, people getting hurt very seriously. Well, here, God is commanding us to follow these rules. And the Christian life's the same way. Our Christian life, we need to follow the rules. Or we're going to have some massive accidents in our home, not following the rules that God is commanding us to follow. And there it is, commandment number 5. God had a perfect plan from the beginning. We all know this. But I'm going to sum it up here on the intro. Created the stars, the heavens, the moons, the mountains, the air, the food we eat. Everything was perfectly planned by God. Created in His perfectness. Then He created us. But sin came in. And that's where it went south a little. And God at times, I'm sure, looks down and frowns. And it's hard. And here's Moses in the mountain, Mount Sinai, talking with God, seeking God, looking for direction, for the rules to follow. He was leading 3 million people. That's not an easy thing to do. Some of us parent 2 kids. Some of us parent 9 kids. He was guarding 3 million people, counseling them all. That's a tough job. So he went, I'm going to go up, talk with God, see what I can do. How can I do this? And God starts laying it out, the Ten Commandments. And it's funny that he puts number 5 right where the pivotal point starts, pivotal point. From God, honoring God, worshiping God only, to what's the first thing? He says to Moses, honor your father and your mother. So what's very important to God here? First of all, the home, the parenting, the morals that should be taking place as a family unit at home. Amen? And the people forgot so quickly, the Israelites. Here they are crying for help and mercy in Egypt for 430 years. And here Moses, and he frees them. And what's funny is that when Pharaoh finally lets his people go, Moses takes them. The Egyptians wanted them out so bad that the scripture says in verse chapter 19, one chapter before it, here's money, here's gold, take it. Get out of here. God did that. Some of them probably didn't have provisions to travel where they were going. But they just went on faith because God spoke and He promised He'd get them out. And He did. And here they are. After 430 years, and here's Moses at the top of the mountain, gone for 40 days roughly. And they're already turning on God, forgetting about God, partying, making a cow for a god, a golden cow. There's partying going on, adultery, drinking. The parenting was out the door, I'm sure, even then. Because here's adults acting in a paganist way before their children, possibly. But they forgot about God in 40 days. And here come Moses, sees all this. And God knew, I'm sure He's laying out the commandments. Wow, they're doing that, they're doing that. They need direction. You can't do this, you can't do that. You got to only worship God and go so forth. Like Jeremiah said the other week, you don't have to memorize the Ten Commandments. Just try and apply them and live by them. Because all the commandments do to me and my belief, they still apply. But they apply because they only point us to sin. It points us to, you're going to be judged under that law. There were laws that laid down, 10 of them. If you live by that, you'll be judged by that. But we're free in Christ. You live through Christ now. He has set us free from that. The blood has wiped out the written code, as it says in the New Testament by Paul in his epistles. We're to live free in Christ. You're free now. Those of you that are Christians in this room this morning, you're free. It still applies, but we need to live by His rules. Amen? And today is one of God's principles, very important principles He laid down for us to follow thousands of years ago today. And it's one of the principles that's been beaten, broken down, and not even thought of anymore. The youth have lost it. The teens have lost it. The kids have lost it. And even parents have lost it. And it's sad. And I'm guilty. I'm not a perfect parent at times. I'm not a perfect husband at times. But we got to remember the rules. God commanded it. Did you know this? It's a sin, young ones. It's a sin in God's eyes not to honor your father and your mother. Because it's a commandment. He's commanding you. And us older ones, because we've moved out, but we still are supposed to honor them. It's a commandment. It's a commandment. And it's so broken down today. And Jesus said it clearly in this next verse in Matthew 10, 21, if you'd put it up, please. Look what Jesus said would take place then, even now. Now, brother will deliver brother up to brother. Those are two brothers getting at each other right there. Jesus prophesied it up to death. We see it now. Families killing each other. And the father, his child. They're coming. We have kids coming against parents and parents against kids. And children will rise up against who? Parents. See, this was happening then. It's happening now. It's just escalating because we're forgetting God. We're leaving Him out of the fraction in our lives, in our homes. It's important to God. and cause them to be put to death. We see it now. These young people think they just know it all. They got it down. We're forgetting God's principle, His commandment. It's important, friends. It's important. And like I said earlier, this commandment was laid right in the middle. You see, the home is a foundational institution of society. No nation or community of people is stronger than the family structure that makes them up. As goes the home, so goes the nation, the church, the community, etc. In the home, God has established an order that is to be strictly followed. It applied then, it applies now, young ones. We need to honor our parents. And this is the order. This is what I put. This is what God was after and is always after. The order of the home. Okay, what is it? Most of us know it. The father is the head of the home. He is the head. He is submitted to his heavenly father, God. The mother is the next in line. You're still to submit to your mom, but she's second in command, and she submits to her husband. But what culture and this world has it twisted up today is that the dad treats the mom like a doormat, treats her not nice. We see that a lot. A lot of high divorces in the Christian realm, let alone the secular. I think we have higher numbers now. But the wife to the husband, as her second in command, should be his helper, not his doormat, not to mistreat her, his helper. And third of all, the children, you young people, in this room this morning with parents. You're third. You're to always unquestionably, or unquestionable if that's a word, always submit to them. And nowadays I see a lot of young people just talking back to their parents, quieting them down, and they run the home. I had those issues in my house. But what you see up here, you'll see in my house. I did not stand down. I love my children, but I had to stand on the commandment. I had to explain to them, listen, I'm the leader of this house. Mom is second. There's a chain of command here. God is a God of order. That's why creation had its order, its purpose, its plan. Just like the man, I've told you this before, that didn't believe in gravity. So I told him, go get up in that building, jump off, see if you don't believe in my God that created gravity. And he did it, jumped off. Halfway down, he goes, help! Splat. He wanted to say, help me, I believe, but it was too late. God created gravity, man. There's nothing. God created it all. And these kids today, these young generations, I see them. I just got news this morning, all names anonymous. A girl was drunk, I believe, last night or the night before. Very massive car accident on the subject opening with cars and died. Head trauma, died. Young people, it's not good. Don't follow what the world does. It looks and it emulates well. But it's not good for you. It's just a season. It's a little while. It's going to come back and bite you. And I'll touch a little bit on that here into the message about my life. It's not easy. We're to honor them. And yet many homes are in shambles because it's a forgotten commandment. And it's fitting it falls here. God placed it perfectly. Because he pivoted his attention from him. And now first and foremost, home and those around you. Family. Mom and dad and children. But today's teens, I hear a lot of this from young ones, even from my own. Because we'll get into these discussions and disagreements as parents and children. And I'll ask them, well, where do you get all these views? It's our point of view. It's my point of view. Well, how about God's? You forgot about God's point of view? Doesn't that one first? Honor your father and your mother. I'm trying to teach you here what God would tell you. And they hate it when I bring out scripture because I'm not going to say anything that does not say in here. I don't want Frank to teach my children or run my home. I want God to construct it, structure it, and mold it, and make us do and move us into what God wants. See? I'll always try to remember scripture. And they're like, oh, we have our own point of view. Leave us alone. We're adults now. Okay. But you're going to hit some adult situations in your life that are going to be very hard. Sometimes they'll leave your home, and a few weeks later, can we move back in? Sure. I'll never run them out. I won't lock the door on them. They got woken up quick. It's hard out there, young ones. It's not an easy world, and it's not getting easier. honor your father and your mother. They deserve it. They deserve it. You know, there's a lot of divisions in homes because this commandment has been forgotten. A lot of families split up. So-and-so don't talk to so-and-so, mother-in-law to daughter-in-law, so forth. We know this. We live this. In a lot of homes, you know what they think? They're the only ones. They're the only victims. They're the only house in the neighborhood that's going through that. I got news for you. Every other home's going through it, if not every home. But if they follow God's commands, things can change. God can change it. They're forgetting God's principles. We need to honor our parents. We must follow the rules, which brings me to my first point. There is a respect that is demanded. This verse makes it plain and clear that it's in high regard to listen to our parents. Ephesians 6:2 says, honor thy father and thy mother. There it is. Which is the first. There it is. I've been talking about it. It's the first commandment God's throwing at us around each other, towards each other. With a promise. It's a good thing, guys. Right now it doesn't look good. Oh, mom and dad are always messing up our fun. Trust me. It's going to be worth it. You will be blessed by God. Look. He's promising you something good in your future. You just got to do it now. Stick to it. I didn't, and I'll get to it in a little bit. I know you guys want to hear it. Children are to hold mom and dad in high respect. The word honor there, in the Greek Hebrew, it's pronounced kabed. Kabed, which means to hold in high value, high standard, very important, strictly followed. High value, important. How many of you, don't raise your hands, rhetorical question, can honestly say, wow, teens are working that one today. Yep. Kabod, man. Yeah. They hold their parents. Wow. Mom and dad. Oh. Do you guys see that? I don't. There's a few. The proud, the Marines. No, it's another message. I don't know where that one came from. Sorry. Yeah, kids are forgetting to honor what that word really stands for. It's very important to God. It should be important to us. It should be important to us. Children are to offer unquestioning obedience to their parents. Look what it says in the next scripture I put up there. Colossians 3:20, I believe. Children, another one. Obey your parents in halfway, sometimes, only on the weekend, so I can go out. What did it say, young ones? Loud. Not that loud. Obey your parents in what, young ones? Read my lips. Read my lips. Young ones, all in all things. I'm going to be good all this week. I'm going to clean. I'm going to wash. I'm going to do the yard, clean the windows. I'm going out this weekend. Well, that might work. Give it a shot. Why not? You're helping around the house because it's rare to see anymore now as well with teens. You know, years ago, I ran a youth group and took a youth group out to do some lawn work. Four guys, two girls. I'll never forget this. I believe my wife was with me. It was funny. We let them out there. I give them all the lawnmowers, the edgers, the rakes, everything. Okay, guys and girls, help them as much as you can. Girls can rake. Guys, use the machines. Went inside. Not even 5 minutes later, the four guys come in. Hey, Pastor Frank, how do you turn the edger on? What? The other one, yeah, how do you do the lawnmower? Today's generation, that's scary. And the girls are out there trying it, man. They didn't care. How does this work? I tip my hat to you girls, man. You're awesome. You're not afraid of anything. That's why we're afraid of you as wives. You were right, Jerry, wherever you are. Yeah, in all things, young ones, you'll be blessed by it. You'll be blessed by it. And listen, that's what I put. Your parents have been placed there, be it a stepdad, keep in mind, be it a grandma, be it an uncle, whoever your guardian is. These people were placed in your life by the sovereign Almighty God. They're your parents. They're your guardians. Love it or leave it. But God wants them in your life. He picked the perfect parents for you, even though we don't think they were perfect. Gosh, why can't my parents be cool like my friend's parents? I always heard that one too. Have you got to know your parents? Do you spend time to hang out with them? What their day was like? You know, parents, I'll throw a free one out there, reverse psychology. When you get home from work or if they get home from school, the first thing we should do as parents to get them to start opening. I always tell this to parents. How do you minister to our teens? They're driving us crazy. I started just telling them how my day was. I tell them when I had a bad day. I tell them when I did something I shouldn't have. I confess myself to them. And in progress of time, these young ones will open up to you. You just give it time. You got to be patient. Some are a little harder than others. You know what I mean? It's not easy. It's not easy being a parent. But parents, guess what? Those are the children God wanted you to have. Consider it a blessing. Amen? Not too many smiles. I'm not a happy camper either, but it happens. I following the rules, I couldn't help but throw this one in. There's a commercial I've seen in Spanish. I'm going to try and subtitle it into English. It's a scene where, keeping in mind following the rules and listening to your parents, the dad's feeding his son, baby son, probably 2 years old. He's spitting food all over the place. And mom goes to the groceries, and he had a perfect plan to make mom happy. He goes, when mom goes to the groceries, I'm going to make my son say mama. So when she walks in, he goes, oh, mama. So he's right there, say mama, daddy, back and forth, mama, daddy. And at the split same second, like sometimes things happen to us, mom opens the door, dad spills the stuff on his lap, he goes, oh, you idiot. And the baby looks at mom, he goes, you idiot. I thought that was so cute, and it's so true. See, our children will emulate and pick up everything at home first. This is another thing I've counseled with parents about the home with teens and young ones. My first question to them is, what's their upbringing like? Because I know what my upbringing was, and I know what caused all my destructive life I led in my past was my decisions and choices, not honoring my father and my mother that I know now. See, it's the upbringing. It's where it starts. It's in the home. It was done back in the Old Testament. God laid it down. You need to do this. You need to teach them to honor you, parents. Children, you need to honor them. Remember the word kabed. Hold them in high regard. It's important to God. It should be important to us. Follow the rules. There was a time, here we go, mom. I was a bad kid. I don't know what happened in the point of my life. My mom, this is my mom. Mom, raise your hand real quick. Raise your hand. You can ask her after the service. Her name's Rosa, Rosie, Rosalinda. Call her what you want. I call her mom. She told me this. You were the greatest kid, so quiet, always getting clocked in the head because you were scolding other kids, and I got in the middle all the time like a knucklehead. Because we were a big family. There was a lot of fisticuffs going on and a lot of wrestling. Rough, rough stuff. I was raised that way. So anyways, my mom said, but when you hit this age, man, the 12, 13, it got ugly fast. And I'm not proud of what I'm going to say, but I'm proud of her and I'm proud of my dad because now I know, now I had the chance. Jesus gave me an opportunity to tell them I'm sorry as many times as I can, how much I love them, and how much I messed up, and how much Christ is doing in me now. You see? And I treated them bad. I lied to them. I went out at night, snuck out at night, went out the window. It got so bad. And I asked permission from my mom. I've passed permission from my wife. I didn't think I had to ask my sisters because they're my sisters. You have to put up with it. For permission to say what I'm going to say, and it's not easy. It got so bad at home between mom and dad because of me, the drug life I led. It got to the point where I was selling drugs out of my room. These gangsters and very not nice people come into the house. And they knew. And my dad told her, listen, you're either going to ship him out, straighten him up, or I'm out of here. My dad was going to divorce my mom because of my lifestyle, my disobedience, my dishonoring them, and I'm not proud of it. But she stuck in there. She hung in there with her husband, and I kicked me out. Frank had to move on. And I got worse. I escalated. Got heavier into drugs, the thug lifestyle, the partying. And now I get to preach it because any young child is living that lifestyle, you can't fool a fool. They'll try to tell me their excuses, their compromises, their justifications, all the reasons they can muster up. I know that one. Yep, I know that. I saw that one coming. I know exactly what they're going to say. I know the excuse, what they're going to use. I've been there, done that. But by God's mercy and God's grace, my parents are still alive because to me, they've been an emulated example of God. And that promise, he promises that if you obey your parents, you'll have long life. They're well almost into their 80s, and my dad's above the 80s, and they're still here. They got married at an older age in their 20s. They did everything biblical according to what I've studied as parents. They weren't perfect, of course not. But what we did in our life wasn't their fault. We should have listened to them. I could have been an artist, an architect, but I wanted to follow music and got into the bar scene. And mom and dad always tried to encourage me. They would take me to this drawing contest that I would always win, but I never wanted to listen to her. I thought they always ruined my fun. And I said this before, I never wanted to be like my dad, and I'm like my dad now. I sit there with the remote and watch the news. And I'm very active. And you know who I'm like? My mom. My mom, man, she's always been up and up. Very energetic, and I get that from her. So I get the remote from my dad and the energy from my mom. Great parents to emulate. They're still married. They have their ups and downs. They put up with all 9 of us. Did you know? I've said this before. She'll also tell you after service. We were a lot of us, and we're all like a ladder, man. And we ate a lot. We ate a lot. Poor dad worked all the time. We fought for his lunch bill when he got home. Hey, it's mine. I'll take his boots off for the lunch bill. We fought, man. It's a lot. That's why there was fine. I think it was a lunch bill's fault. But anyways, there was to the point where there was not food left over. My mom would just scrape the pan. She's telling me these stories. I'm crying. Wow, mom. It breaks my heart. There was times she said she'd take an orange and cut it in 9. And sometimes she would just lick the leaf. What an awesome parent, huh? But they're still here. They honored their father and their mother. And I know some of you are here today in the same boat. Maybe you're a single lady now or a single man, but you're still here. You have honored your parents. And young ones, amplify, learn from this. Pick it up, take notes, suck it in, soak it up. I should have been a rapper rather than a drummer, huh? Young ones, pick it up. It's okay to be like your mom and dad. In the long run, it'll pay off. My dad, he couldn't make it today for whatever reason, but my dad, I always tell him this, my mom will tell you, he's a man of integrity. He's always honest. He would come home sometimes. Look, honey, I'm standing there. Someone dropped a $50 bill. I'm going to take it back to the store. No, I want it. And he'd take it, or they gave me overchange, and he'd take it back. And I remember that when I was little. Now I know where it came from. They honored their parents. They knew right from wrong, and they followed it. Honor your father and your mother. It's a respect that's demanded. I wish I could go back to make it right. I'd be the most stupendous, and I'd try to make it a good son. But it didn't work that way, did it? I can't go back. So I encourage you, young ones, contemplate, think about, meditate, wonder how you're treating your parents right now living under their roof. All the long nights they've spent caring for you, nurtured you when you were born, fed you, clothed you, cared for you by that sick bed all the time. My mom was like the most awesome nurse. I had a little cold. I didn't want to go to school sometimes, but I had a sore throat. I really would get sick. Serving me soup, taking my shoes off. Now I remember those things. Young ones, your opportunity is now. Grab those and run with them. Honor your parents. Remember all they've done. They deserve at least that much, because in return, you guys leave like I left the home. Eventually, you'll leave home. And it's, I believe it's the next scripture. Because as we grow older, we leave the home. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. You're going to leave one day. But it doesn't still give you the right to say, well, I'm not under their authority no more. I don't have to honor them no more. I'll go visit them sometimes. Maybe I'll call them. You know, I'm a very busy man, and now caring for my wife, which is a blessing, I get to be with her a lot. We eat together. I feed her in her mouth. I get to clean her. It's just God's doing a deep work in me as a husband. But our mothers, our parents, our dads, honor them. Honor them. You can't go back once you've done what I've done, but you can make it right now. Look, this is what I like about the scripture today, matching it today. Nowadays, women will go and leave home and look for a guy and live together. Probably not biblical, not right, good to do. Look how it should be. The man leaves his father, the home. The husband is supposed to go after the wife. But it's all twisted up now. It's all twisted up. It's right there. The guy's the one that goes, looks for the wife, asks the dad for her hand. We don't see that no more either. there's another thing God told us to do. He said it would happen, and it's not happening. Many of you young ones are dreaming of the day you leave home. Can't wait. I have my own apartment. I have a big old plasma screen. My car. This awesome furniture. And maybe even a swimming pool. Let me tell you, young ones, it's not going to be that easy. Either you're going to work for the president or the IRS or something. You're going to make some bucks. Other than that, it's going to be hard to accomplish. But you can. If you honor your father and your mother, God will bless you. He'll take the foolish things of the world, that God says, and it's where the foolish things, the least person you expect to be blessed and used by God, he'll use that person to confound who? The wise, those that think they've got it down. See, young ones, do it now. Do it now. Every opportunity is open to you right now. You'll be blessed by it. Girls, wait for that guy. Let him come like a knight in shining armor. Wow. How you doing? Don't go looking for him. God will bless it. Trust me. He will bless you, young ladies. I've seen God work for 12 years, and I want to add this. In the past 12 years, I've been praying for my family's salvation. And look, they're coming. They're coming. 12 years I've prayed every day faithfully. I was crying last night. As Jeremiah, they're coming. And God says, I promised. Just honor your mom and your dad, dude. Well, God didn't say dude, but God said, Frank, honor your mother and your father. And I've been trying to stay faithful to God, faithful to my family, faithful to my wife, faithful in all that I do at work and people around me. Hold that humble attitude and love people regardless. And they're coming. They're all going to come one day. And I believe it. Because God is powerful. There's nothing God can't do. There's that respect that is demanded. Secondly, there's more scripture. Hold on. Let me go to these verses. Go to the next one, Luke 2:51. Look what it says here. Jesus as a young boy. Then he went down with them and came, Jesus talking about his parents, to Nazareth and was what? Subject to them. But his mother kept all things in her heart. Jesus listened to his mom and dad as a kid all the time. He always did what they told him. Even as a dying man, next verse, please. Next scripture. Even when he was dying on the cross, look what he says. Then he said, Jesus, to his disciples, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took his mom to his own. Jesus was concerned about his mom even when he was dying. He said, please, here's mom, take care of her. I'm going to die now. I'm coming back, but for now, take care of mom. See? It's all there. It's a respect that is demanded. Now I want to go to the next topic. I got to go fast. It's a long subject. There's an experience to regard. Many young people today refuse to listen to their parents and do what they want, and they will. It's going to be hardship. You're going to go through some hard stuff, young ones. I've been there, done that. I was young, and I did my own thing, and I had a lot of hardship, a lot of heartache. I heard everyone around me, starting in the home first, and then all the rest around you. When you do the wrong things, and you get into trouble, and you're doing all that's against God, first you hurt your family because you come from that home, and they're all hurt and affected by it. Then it starts affecting your friends around you and all those in the other third realm of your life, which is in general. All those dumb decisions and wrong things I did first affected my family. Frank's a drug addict. Yeah, I was. And I'm not proud of it. And I'm sure they weren't either. It affected my family. Then it affected all my in-laws and other cousins. And then it just goes on. Then you go to get a job and, oh, he's a drug addict. You know, he's not probably going to be a good employee. Which we're not. I was an employee as a drug addict myself and I lost two good jobs because of my drug habit. Great positions. God doesn't honor it. God won't honor it. Some down the road, your party will end. He'll make sure of that. So remember from the experiences that mom and dad has emulated for you. Reminds me of a little girl. I have a lot of little stories, and I got to talk faster because I want to get it all in. There was a little girl that her parents didn't respect her wishes. And she got upset. And mom and dad said, sorry, honey, go to your room. You're punished. Oh, goes to her room. She gets on her knees, starts praying. Mom's walking by and hears her. Says, oh, God, please, please, God. My daughter's praying. Wow. Don't give my mom any more children. She can't even treat the one nice that she has now. Man. See, what they learn around the house, they're going to pick it up from parents, from the home environment. We got to watch what we say in front of our kids. Take it to another room. Go in the car. One of my older brothers, I lived with them in Salinas for a while, and I knew they were having their differences and battles. They would leave in the car. There's methods, man. There is good ways to take care and handle stuff. Disagreements are okay. Just do it the right way. Don't start screaming and bustling in front of all your whole family unit. Pull it aside. Pull it aside. There's experience to remember. The attitude towards children and parents changes as they grow older. From 12, 13, man, that's when they really start changing parents, right? Right? And I always contemplated, I wonder if Satan was 13 and 14 when he rebelled, because man, he was probably a teen when he fell, huh? I know I was a little devil when I was a teen. I wasn't proud of what I did. I wasn't proud. It's disheartening to see this, but it is happening. Many teens are just going south. And one day, soon down the road, they will recognize and should have gave more credit to their parents than they did. And they'll remember. It'll come back. It'll come back. You'll remember. You'll remember. I wrote this. Mark Twain once said this. When I was 14 years old, my father was so ignorant, I hated having the old man around. But when I was 21 years old, I was astonished to see how much my father had learned in only 7 years. Wow. What an attitude, huh? Young ones, attitude, pride is not good. Honor your parents. The third point is a respect not that is only deserved, and secondly, not an experience that is to regard. Thirdly, there is a respect that should be deserved, a respect that is deserved. While this view speaks primarily to young people and children, it also speaks to parents. Children will have difficult times respecting parents who haven't lived a life worth of honor. In other words, a lot of parents, I'm not guilty of this one, but a lot of parents have wanted their children to grow up to be what they wanted them to be and not what the kid wanted to be. You got to give them that space to let them grow up who they want to be. Just encourage them and hone them in and make sure it's right before God. Because you will have difficulties. I've lived it. There's actual life experiences in my life. I've seen that happen to family members where they wanted their son or daughter to grow up to be so-and-so, and they had just many difficulties. We need to give them that space to our teens as well. They're persons now. We need to treat them as adults. If they think they're adults, try to treat them like one, but just remind them who's in command, who's the leader of the home. Amen? Obey your parents. Honor them. It's a respect that is... I'll give you 3 points that might help your parents. One is by a fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Parents need to remember that children respect a little life led to Christ and live faithfully to Christ. They're going to honor you if you're living an honorable life. Be faithful, parents. Show them. Be honest. Be open, like I said earlier. God will honor it, and your children will come around. They might emulate you. It doesn't happen all the time. But if you truly believe and follow what God says, be faithful to God, be faithful in your home, and God will do the rest. Second one is the fairness. By our fairness. Did I put that? Yep, by our fairness. This is what I put. We earn respect by being fair. That is, be firm in what we say, but tempered in our actions and how we say it. One, two things come to mind. Discipline and liberty. Discipline. There are many parents that think this when they're disciplining their kids. They think by beating them is the perfect way to handle their infractions. It's wrong. No, it's talk to them. Reason with them. Explain to them. Second, the second point that comes under fairness is liberty. Some parents give too much liberty to their parents. They run the home and then run from home and live a lifestyle not honoring to God or honoring you. But as parents, if you live an honorable life before God, they will see it and they will live an honorable life too before God. Amen? We got to stand in all these main principles. And these two methods represent extremes of our duty as fairness to our children. And then you can find that happy medium, and it will bring a peace, not a perfect peace, but some kind of controlling peace to your home. Because there's kids that will not listen. And even as in scripture, we'll go to the next, go ahead and put the next one. Proverbs 13:24 says this. Right there, yes, please, back. Proverbs. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves discipline loves him, disciplines him promptly. This is saying, if you don't spank your children, correct them now, they're not going to listen to no one. You got to spank them. Listen, I'm going to try and share this one real quick. I've shared it. My wife wanted me to spank my young stepdaughter when she was little. I didn't want to. She said, go ahead. She looks at me, said, it ain't going to hurt. So I give full bore. Wham! She went down crying, and she never forgot that one. You got to spank them. As much as it hurts, sometimes they need a little spanking. And in the rear end only. Please, no, don't get a bat and try to swing at each other. Even though we think it. Notice how I say we. They need the discipline. See, my parents disciplined me, and I deserved it. I deserved every whipping my dad gave me in my mind. I needed it. And now I think back, I go, wow, I really needed that. Thank you, God, that you gave me these parents that were trying to teach me, that were trying to emulate what an honorable family should be like in parents and children. They were so right. They were so right. We need to remember these because there it is. We need the next verse, please. I think it's 29:17, Proverbs as well. Parents, you want to study with Bibles with your children, read the Proverbs with them. They're not going to like it, but it's good for them. Correct your son. There it is. Correct your son, and that includes daughters, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give you delight to your soul. You know what that means, parents? You'll be able to sleep at night and snore and everything. You have some rest because you're honing them and training them. You'll trust them. You need the trust. You need the trust. You need to honor each other. And there it is. You'll have rest. God promises it. God promises it. Any parent who refuses to apply the Board of Education to the seat of learning is doing his children a great injustice. Then there are times when we need to allow our kids a little growing room. The Board of Justice, man, they need it sometimes. But once they get a little older, learn to talk with them, sit with them, and discuss it, and put a closure on it. Pray. Pray with them. Amen? I'll have the worship team up, and I'll close here. I'm going to cut it here because I went late. I'm going to share. The worship team, please come up. If you want to start the song softly, I'll stop here. This is what I want to share with you about a year and a half ago. True story. A year and a half ago, there's this young teenage girl that comes into a setting where there's a man preaching, and she comes to help serve, and she's hearing the man speak, and she's standing there, 16-year-old girl, a year and a half ago, and she's there, and she's listening, and she just starts bawling, and after the man finishes speaking, one of the ladies from the kitchen comes running. Okay, I'm going to confess, it was me. I'm preaching at a soup kitchen, and this girl's hearing the whole message about my life as a parent, as when I wasn't before Christ and after Christ. I explained how rotten dad I was to my two stepdaughters and even my own daughter and the son that I have that lives in L.A. I was rotten. I was never for them, and I'm just... telling it like it transparently, just giving it all to them. And this girl's hearing it all. And they call me to the kitchen after the service. They say, Frank, got to come in here. I go, what? The kitchen's on fire. What happened? And they go, no. There's this little girl that heard your message. And she's just broken and crying. And she needs prayer. So I walk up to her. And she's there just bawling. And she goes, sir, pastor guy, whatever she called me. I can't remember. Not by name. Pastor guy. That's what she said. Everything you said is what I'm living. I don't like my dad. He doesn't like me. He's a drug addict. He's never around, and I hate him. And I prayed with her, and we cried, and it touched my heart because I've been there, done that. And when we prayed, man, it just felt like heaven came down, and then it was over. I went home. A week before, when I was working on that message on last Wednesday, I get this phone call. Frank, this girl testified at this church where they go that she got up there in the pulpit and said, a year and a half ago, a man was speaking, and he said all this, and now I'm saved. Now she's singing in a youth group. She's leading youth. She's helping in ministry. Her and dad, God draws them back. There's nothing God can't do. So right now, if you're in a position where you're not talking to your mom or your dad or a loved one, you young ones, if you're off base a little bit and not really contemplating honoring your parents, right now is the time. Look what happened to this young girl. I just prayed. I didn't think, you know, what would have come of it. And God showed his hand to me a week ago and confirmed this message because I didn't want to get up here and speak. It's a tough topic to speak about parents and your life. But it's the best topic to talk about because it's the most important, because that's the pivotal point where God wants to speak to us as families, as parents, as sons and daughters. Do it now, young ones. Do it now. Remember all your parents have done. Love on them. Honor them. Remember all they've done. I remember mom and dad almost every day. Every day because of the things that just come into my life. And I'm glad they did what they did. And I thank them because they suffered so much because of my lifestyle. But God always gives another opportunity. You can make it right. You can make it again with your parents. You can make it tighter at home. But just honoring is what's important. Amen.
Light of the world. You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You filled out.